Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
Hello, I'm Glyn Scrook. I was reading the environment claims on a bottle of milk the other day, which noted that all colour had been removed from the plastic container, so it's better for recycling. This reminded me of a recent study which found that colourful plastics degrade to form microplastics faster than those with plain colours. Over a three-year period, researchers from the University of Leicester, in collaboration with the University of Cape Town, studied plastic samples placed on a roof in England. While the more plain coloured plastic didn't change much, the bright colours quickly became brittle and fragmented. They also looked at samples collected on a beach in De Hoop Nature Reserve. They were up to 45 years old, but all the older items were plain colours. Well, I'm joined now by the study's co-author, Peter Ryan, who's Emeritus Professor at UCT's Fitzpatrick Institute of African Ornithology. Peter, thanks for joining me on the program. The study showed that colorants can significantly affect the rate at which it degrades plastic. But does this mean in plain English that it is better for recycling?
I think so. I just want to put a bit of a caveat there. So the study only looked at one type of plastic. As you know, plastics are a whole suite of different polymers. And so this study was looking at high-density polyethylene, which is the material used in the study was looking specifically at bottle caps of soft drinks in terms of the three-year trial. And then on the beaches, we were collecting high-density polyethylene canisters and bottles. So it doesn't necessarily mean the same applies to other types of plastic, but HDPE is one of the more commonly used plastics in a lot of single-use applications. So it does have fairly general relevance. In terms of recycling, the main issue with colorants is more to do with the subsequent use of the plastic. So if you have bright colors in the raw feedstock that you're going to use into your recycling, then it limits what you can do with it. But the environmental concern around these colorants is that by breaking up more quickly, if you put a red or a blue or a green colorant to make your soft drink bottle lid look more attractive, it breaks down into microplastics more quickly. So that's not really related to recycling. It's more to do with what happens to plastic that ends up in the environment.
And of course, if it takes longer to break down, it's easier to clean up. But which colors are the most troublesome then?
The study looked at green, red, blue, black, silver, and white. And the green, red, blues became embrittled and started to fall apart within the three-year study period in the UK. And we all know the UK is famous for not having a lot of sunshine and UV light that makes plastics become brittle and start to break. So it seems that adding those particular colors made the lids break up much more quickly.
So red, green, or blue. But why is there a difference then between those and the white, black, and silver?
You'll have to get a chemist on to explain that.
I presume it's something to do with the way that they're made.
Yeah, plastics are polymers, which means they are long chain molecules. And what UV does is, just like it disrupts our DNA and causes skin cancer, UV also disrupts the long chains and breaks them up into smaller chains. And somehow the adding of these colorants promotes the breaking up of the chains. That's what makes the plastic become brittle. You're losing the integrity of the long chains.
Peter, I looked in my fridge this morning before coming into the studio and noted that every single bit of plastic had color in it. Should this be something that we are telling manufacturers about more?
Yeah, I think it would be, a useful message to get out there. Whether it's going to change, I can't see, for example, Coke losing its iconic red lid. They've got the number one brand in the world. They're unlikely to change. But yeah, I mean, it's something that people could look at least, But we've known that colouring is not good for recycling for years, and it hasn't changed the behaviour. So I'm not terribly optimistic that it's going to change behaviour.
So what do you think that should be done then?
That's a long discussion. We're not going to fit that into 5 minutes. The UN treaty negotiations are still ongoing. It's going to be interesting to see how that process unravels. I think it's a little bit like the COP climate change meetings. There's a lot of backroom negotiations and deals going on. I don't think we're going to end up with a strong and binding treaty, but it's going to push people in the right direction. But, you know, the nice thing about plastics is we're not asking people to massively change the way that they do business. We're just asking them to change the way that they dispose of their wastes. So, you know, you'd like to think that we could make a difference without too much effort, but it's a long and uphill struggle.
Indeed, a long and uphill struggle. And of course, ultimately, recycling rates are so low and plastic can only be recycled a few times. So let's rather try and ditch single-use plastic completely. Thanks to Professor Peter Ryan, Emeritus Professor at UCT's Fitzpatrick Institute of African Ornithology. And that's it for this week from me, Glynis Crook. Take care and goodbye. Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
For Galinda Moser, founder of Remax Living, life is all about people, their homes, the environment, and of course, music. Because of Galinda's passion for property, Remax Living has become the largest property office in Cape Town. When selling your home, email Galinda at remaxliving.co.za. As your trusted property partner, Remax Living is by far the best way to sell and buy real estate. Remax, the leaders in real estate.